I immigrated to Canada in 2002, and when someone immigrates, usually the dream begins well before boarding on an airplane. The steps showing up one by one, the apparently never-ending paperwork, numerous documents and certificates to be prepared, the dreaded interview with the immigration officer, medical examinations, and when all is approved, we are filled with that strange feeling that we are getting rid of a lifetime to start all over again in a new country. In my case, 40 years needed to be fitted into two suitcases. One of the most emotional moments is the great day of going to the airport. The first few years of an immigrant in Canada are not easy. The difficulty with the language, the financial resources running down through the fingers, the first survival jobs, and the hardest challenge of all, the distance from family and friends. Some can bring their family with them to Canada, but most of us have to cope with the loneliness with new friends that in many cases are on the same journey as you. The year was 2006 when I first met Pedro, and he right away became one of those few valuable friends. We first met in a group of religious studies that held weekly meetings in Vancouver. We were always delighted to hear his ideas and views on topics such as fraternity, ethics, respect, future life, and human relations, among others. No surprise when I found out that he already held a master's degree from Brazil with a dream of pursuing his doctorate degree in Canada. Pedro lived in a basement suite with two other roommates. It was a small and yet cozy place. There he was devoted to his books and his doctoral thesis. One day he told me with great joy that his heart had found the love of his life. An old friend from São Paulo became his companion, and she patiently shared the basement suite with him and his homemates while Pedro was completing his studies. On the day of their modest but lovely wedding ceremony, I was there, and another step towards the dream of building a family in Canada was taken. The study was still arduous, and because of the nature of his thesis, he used to travel to faraway places that we only knew of on adventure stories and sleepless nights. The years flew by, our friendship grew, and I had the pleasure of watching him brilliantly defend his doctoral thesis on a rainy morning in Vancouver. At the time, I had started my master's degree, and Pedro was always generous with his time, and I could count on his valuable help to understand the academic world. The basement suite now was passed. My friend was already living a rented apartment and bought a second-hand car. New job opportunities were emerging. I always followed his steps, and I was very happy with his achievements. Right before his son was born, they bought their own house and a new car, and the Canadian life was building stronger day after day. Pedro has always been, for me, a role model professional. His hard work, discipline, and honesty is allowing him to go from a very modest life as a student living in a basement suite, and is now achieving his dreams one by one. This is a result of his own efforts and his supportive wife, but also it has been made possible because he is in Canada, a country where successful stories like this can really happen. Canada has always enchanted me by its greatness and generosity with which welcomes immigrants who arrive every day on its land. Values such as respect for individuals, fraternity, generosity, equality, multiculturalism have always been the pillars that helped immigrants to reborn their lives in this beautiful nation. I believe I was one of the first few people to learn about Pedro's HIV status. I have known it since 2007, and this was never an issue that delayed or prevented him to work hard and pursue his dreams. Canada is acknowledged and admired worldwide as a multicultural, socially and economically stable nation that respects its people and its nature. Pedro's values and skills are helping this country to be what it is today. He's a resilient man that will continue to contribute to the Canadian society through his hard work, work ethics, and higher moral values. I hope that the individuals who have the responsibility to decide on Pedro's case will have the wisdom and the vision to see the great value he brings to Canada. Please don't miss him.